tell us a little bit about, you said you are from Shelbyville. How about a little bit more about your family?
Well, my family, I had an older brother who made a physician, and he came over here probably when the school first started. He was born in 1930. He wouldn't have been here that soon. But he came over and taught veterans of World War I. And then he studied education and became principal of a school in Hartsville, Tennessee, and decided he wanted to be a doctor. So he came back here, took the science courses, and went to Memphis and graduated from medical school. My next brother was an athlete here at STC, State Teachers College. And he wound up being a farmer over in Bedford County. The next child was named Helen, and she was probably the most brilliant child in the family. And she came to school here, went to Peabody, and got her master's and master's of science, and then went back to Shelbyville and became superintendent of schools in Bedford County. The next boy didn't take to education very well, so he didn't do much in education. The next child was a girl who wanted to become a physician, and she went to medical school. In fact, I was with her when she went. And the dean told her, said, "You don't want to be a doctor. That's no profession for women." And she said, "Yes, I want to be a doctor." He said, "Well, you leave me a check for $185 and then go home and think about it and consider doing something else." She never considered doing anything else. She went back to medical school and graduated. One of the few things bad feelings that I have, maybe the only bad feeling I have about this school, she was the first woman who ever earned an MD degree, and this school has never recognized her in any way. She practiced medicine for 50 years in Shelbyville. They didn't recognize her. She was the first woman who graduated from this school who went on and earned an MD degree. My mother and father were farmers, and my father died when I was 9 years old. So my mother had quite a bit of responsibility measured up to it.
Well, then later you were telling us when you got married, how'd you meet your wife, and then how many children did you have?
I met my wife in high school. I was sitting in a study hall one day, and I was from the country, 10 miles out in the country. And there were two cliques in town. It wasn't really one, but one. That was the town people. The rest of us didn't count a lot. But I was sitting in the study hall one day, and I saw this girl come down. And I thought she was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen in my life. And it took me a year, but I did make her acquaintance. And we did get to be steady bulls. And she came over here, and I came over here. And we have four children. One of them is a State Farm agent here in Murfreesboro. The next one manages a horse breeding farm. And the next one is a professor here at the university, Laura. And then I have one daughter who teaches in fifth grade out in Las Casas. So I'm real well pleased with what they all did. I can say this, I have thoroughly enjoyed my stay. I've enjoyed every day of it. And if I were able, I'm on kidney dialysis now, and I can't do anything much. But if I were physically able, I would keep right on teaching right on till 90 years old if I live that long.